Now let's take something like this. By dint of your extreme genius, and don't think it takes less, you take off from the point of extreme genius. You hear me, auditors? See? And then improve yourself. Get the idea. Don't think that anything I'm going to tell you is going to be able to put your brains in pawn, see, and travel from there, because it won't. You just won't be able to. Today, you're auditing cases, and you're auditing them on the hottest buttons there are in cases, and it requires you to be alert and you to be on your toes all the time. Now, any auditor who could do this back in Dianetic days could run all the engrams off of a case and everything was fine. You understand? But he had to be on his toes all the time. Got the idea? Well, if you're going to clear anybody, you're going to run it all the time, right on your toes. Now, I did have the funny thing happen, getting about the hottest button I ever saw come off a case with the PC totally doped out with ARC brakes, running long after 10 o'clock, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way, and the auditor sound asleep between commands. Actually going to sleep. PC had to reach over and kick the auditor for the next command. And listen now, it resolved. Listen, that sounds then that any knucklehead can do it. I can see that now on a flyleaf of the book published by old Art Seppos, you know. Anybody can do it, you know. Sound asleep, they can do it. No, the genius took place in that session. It was just that auditor and preclear were totally bushed. There wasn't much time to audit, and they had lots of other things to do. There wasn't any time except to bust the code and audit past 10 o'clock, you see. But the genius had taken place at about 11 o'clock. And believe me, it was a burst of the purest fireworks on the part of the auditor. That auditor sparked long and blue. Looked over this meter and says, "What's this? What's this?" You know? Kept asking the PC, you know, showing him the meter upside down. "What's this? You know? What's this?" And the PC said, "Well, I don't know what this is. It's nothing to do with me. I mean, what are you asking me for? You're the auditor. I've got a responsibility for the session, you know." Well, the auditor kept saying, "Well, is it this? Is it that? Is it something else? Is it something else? Is it something else? What's this?" You know, and shove at the PC again and say, "Come on, tell me what it is. No toe and arm can act like that." The PC says, "But I don't know. I don't know. It didn't have anything to do with me. I never heard of such a thing." "Oh, I know what it is. It's just nothing at all. It's the fact that I'm tired. That's why it's reading." "Oh, no, no, no." They were going on like this, like mad, and the next thing you know, why, bang, the whole computation of the case dropped out with a great crash and a thud. The overts and withholds were already off of the PC to a very marked degree, you see, and the rest of the case computation was all set to fall out in somebody's lap, but it took pure genius to get it out, because the PC never would have noticed it. The PC would have gone on to the end of time saying, "Well, there's nothing in that zone, is there?" It took the auditor, and it took very pure genius on the part of the auditor. But once it was solved, it was solved. And after that, it just took a lot of mechanical running and watching that E-meter and making sure that PC didn't slip off of it, and listening to the arguments of the PC about, you know, this thing is flat. See? Flat. Auditor'd wake up long enough to say, "No, it's not flat." Here's the next auditing command. By the way, this solved on one of the most screwball processes, I think, when I looked it over, that I'd ever seen run. It was just dreamed up to fit the situation. And it fitted the situation very, very, very well. And it worked. but probably the thing would have flattened much faster with a more standard process. But that case entirely altered its characteristics, all because there was extreme genius followed through with extremely arduous, exactly by the book, e-metering. See, the genius took place because the e-meter was talking. And then the case was run out with the e-meter. And it was finally down to a point where the thing was going, you know, and going up down here a little bit, you know. Needle was all free. It was that. 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning it was. They flattened it.